Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, don't complain about North Korea. You know, I'm tempted to comment on the news coming out of North Korea today that there's extreme flooding that has caused Kim Jong-il to request a postponement of the upcoming talks with Ro of South Korea. I'll only say for now that we must pray and believe that this modern-day pharaoh will one day see these constant plagues as God's judgment on his regime before he loses an entire nation. He must let God's people go. And to read the postponement story, you can go on my website, find this blog, and click where I've asked you to click. I don't have the actual web page with me right now. Meanwhile, I continue in the cycle of reporting, which I've already begun, and today is interview day. Interview 6 of the 03-04 interviews by Refugees International, which is all available at refugeesinternational.com. This is about a woman, age 37, and her son, age 15. Don't know where they came from. They do, we don't. The first arrival in China for the woman was 1999, and her son in June of 03. She's sad that she left her children in North Korea. Her other son, who is 13, is still there. Her plan was to come to China to find work, and then go back to North Korea to help her family. When she came to China, she came with a neighbor, and he got arrested. She lived along the border for a year and found work in the quarry. She worked very hard, cutting stones for 3 months, but was paid nothing except room and board. She worked like a man, using dynamite to break up rock formations. Then she went to another place to work in a quarry, but again found no pay. She worked very hard there also. In February 03, she met a Korean-Chinese man, who told her she'd have a good job in the northeast province of Heilongjiang, which is about 1,000 kilometers away. She agreed to go with him, but felt something was strange about this man. She heard him whispering about her to another man, about how they might sell her. So she pretended to go to the washroom and then fled to the railway station, even though she didn't know any Chinese. She met another Korean Chinese who helped her and wrote down how to get a ticket and travel. She had stayed in that province for 1 month and then returned in March 03 by train. Her son is happy that he has enough food, but he doesn't like his mother to complain about North Korea. He's patriotic. He wants to return to North Korea. Well, the people of North Korea are fed lies from cradle to grave. It's hard to overcome what you've been taught by people that you trust. But God is able, and let's not cease praying for a breakthrough of truth into this land of darkness. Thank you for your interest in North Korea today. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calm.